This is Off the Leash with Jeremy and Patty, a podcast that encourages you to tap into your inner warrior and eradicate your self-limiting beliefs. OTL is an ever-growing tribe of individuals who refuse to be complacent and through the power of human connection, push the limits we set upon ourselves in our efforts towards self-development.
Off the Leash, part 6, bada boom, bada bam, bam, we are back, my friends.
We're here.
Jeremy and
Patty.
As usual. And today we're going to do a quick little hitter. It's going to be a little Q&A session. And so we decided to do it. We're just going to ask a couple questions, break those things down. And then we got a couple little bits to dive on into. We're going to make a consistent part of this podcast you guys can always look forward to. So
let's have some fun.
Yes. To start it off, we are going to start with a rant and a rave.
Ooh, yes.
Rant and a rave of the week.
I wanted to do this. This should be fun.
What are you ranting and raving about at the moment?
Okay. Well, how about you give me one and then we'll flip flop.
All right, give me your rant.
Ooh. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Let me crack my knuckles here. Rant of the day. Dude, what is up with Washington mother drivers?
Bruh.
It has rained every single day in the month of January, and these act like they've never seen rain before.
Oh Lord.
Dude, it took me an hour to get up north today during the off time. It usually takes me 30 minutes.
Like, that's like the time when you're like, hey, I'll be up there in 15. And then 15 minutes later, you're like, hey, I'm gonna be up there in 15.
There's literally like no level-headed drivers out there. It's like either they're scared to be out on the roads, so they're driving super timid and slow, or they're driving like weaving in and out of traffic, like stomping on their brakes. Going, oh, dude,
you know,
ranting.
You know you're heated.
Ranting, dude.
You know you're heated when you're swearing more than the whole last four podcasts combined.
Dude. You wanted the rant, dude. I'll give you the rant.
It's literally so frustrating. I was, one of my questions I was asking in my classes this week was, there's two types of drivers in the world, the people who speed up to a stoplight and the people who like coast as much as possible. And hands down, I'm the coast as much as possible. Like, if I can go with the whole day without bringing my car to a complete stop, it is the best day.
Dude, all my friends rag on me for being a very defensive driver. You know, I drive really slow. I drive the speed limit. That's all it is. I drive the speed limit.
You're on that Hawaii time.
I just cruise. But at least I stay consistent. You know what I mean?
At least that.
I always tell them safety never takes a holiday, bro.
So dumb. Yes, but it is absolutely terrible.
No, up here it's ridiculous though. You would literally think that people would know how to drive in the rain up here. No. And it's like as soon as it starts raining, which is every day, especially for January, they lose their minds. Yes. Dude, they absolutely lose their minds, and it just makes it impossible to get anywhere.
Yes, I completely agree. That's why I'm thankful that I drive like at like 4 a.m. when there's nobody on the road, and I go back home at the time when there's nobody on the road.
Yeah.
Cause I ain't got time for that.
Must be nice.
At all, unless you're listening to something of value. What am I ranting about? My rant is people who do the absolute minimum.
Can you give an example?
Yes, too many examples. One is whether it's just like doing your job to the absolute like minimum level, like just what is like literally on your task to do on your like job description. And not that it's just that, but it's the ability, like we talked about the last podcast, of like going beyond just thinking about what you're thinking about. Yes, we don't like to go home early, but like clean your stuff up. Just, oh, it's so painful, but it's like control what I have control over. Don't stress over the things, somebody else's life. Like, it's not worth it. You just kind of have to take a big deep breath and just like walk the other direction. You're just like, okay, before I spaz on somebody, just walk over here. Okay, the rants are over.
Yeah.
Get that out of the system. And the raves, what are you raving about?
Mm. Right now, I guess I will have to say that my rave is with the, I really like the mushroom elixir that I have been using in my coffees. It's Laird, who is Laird Hamilton, professional surfer. He's
a savage.
Dude, him and his wife, yeah.
Are savages. Yeah,
they're legit, dude. And I always knew Laird just as being a surfer growing up.
Huh. He lives in Hawaii, doesn't he?
Yeah, on Maui.
I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Or at least, quote unquote, one of their houses. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yes, he and his wife live on Maui. And but he was a big wave surfer, and then his wife is that legendary volleyball player. Yeah. And then I didn't know that they had. I knew that they were getting into fitness, and they were doing some of the training, really cool training stuff.
Crazy.
Yeah, they're like doing really cool training stuff.
Nuts.
And then so I didn't know that they had their own supplement line. Which another side fact from it, I guess it's. Manufacturer out of Oregon.
Is it?
Yeah. So that was really cool and caught my eye to it as well. But they're performance mushrooms with shaga, cordyceps, lion's mane, and I think it's maitake. Vegan, dairy-free, gluten-free, non-GMO, soy-free, paleo and keto friendly, if that makes any difference to you. Not for me.
That's like every checklist you could possibly think of.
I mean, I'm probably every single one of those on that list, but or the opposite, I mean.
Right. Yeah, the exact same way. It's like, throw that stuff in a blender, let's get it.
Yeah, but I do. That's my rave for this week. I got it last week and was taking it all week. Was really helping with my brain function. And then pairing that with ashwagandha and just really having that brain fuel.
Ashwagandha is, if you're not on ashwagandha or taking ashwagandha, please do so. It will.
That could be my other rave, because that was right around the same time. Yes. I started really taking both of those together. I've taken supplements with ashwagandha in it, but not by itself. And well, just that with the mushrooms, and I've been putting it in my coffee. I've been putting it in my smoothies, and I usually take it about a week to see if there's an actual placebo effect or anything like that. But I really do feel like it's been making a difference. So
yeah, I know the first time I took ashwagandha, that was given to me by a naturopath. If you don't know what it is, it's an Indian herb that helps out with cognitive function and clarity.
Amongst other things. So you look it up, it's like super supplement, dude. It literally touches its fingers into everything.
Which is crazy that we don't have more awareness and education around those things that are just it's not like a steroid. It's, it's literally like a vitamin supplement.
Yeah. Well, I try to have some knowledge behind some of the more holistic and supplements out there.
Yeah, Laird Hamilton's a freaking beast. I remember listening to a podcast with him, and he's talking about his training and stuff they do in the pool. And I cannot swim. That little known fact about me, I'm a terrible swimmer. And I didn't know that. So I was listening to this training. I'm like, well, that sounds like a couple of drowning sessions. Perfect.
That's what I said. Next time I take you to Maui, make sure to throw you in the ocean.
Exactly. Actually, I have been thinking about hard things that I've avoided, or things that you say that you can't do because you've never been able to do them. And just why do I say that I can't do that? When I have all the power to change it. So I've been thinking about trying to figure out a way, how to go about learning how to swim. So
dude, I will buy you some water wings and we will go at it, bro. A little floaty device for you.
No shade. Let's get it. Off the leash, tatted up on the arms.
Dude, some OTL some floaties some on there. OTL floaties. Photo shoot. Let's go.
Coming to you soon. A video shoot of me learning how to swim or drown. One of the two. Actually, I'm really good at drowning. So, I remember one time, a little drowning story. I didn't drown. Obviously, I'm here. But I was at a water park, and I'm going, it's one of those things you're on an inner tube and you has layers. So you slide down and you're a little pool and you slide down to the next one. I remember it was probably, I'm probably in elementary school, and I slid down and I'm in one of those pools, but I'm not heavy enough to make the inner tube go to the next slide down. So I'm just chilling in this little pool, halfway down. And I look up and there's this large individual coming down the pipe and he was not putting the brakes on. And I'm like, this is not good. He comes down, hits my inner tube. I fly off. I'm underneath my inner tube. I'm coming up for air, but I can't because the inner tube is above my head. And they have lifeguards there, and he has like that pole with like the little circular thing on it.
Grab me by the neck. Snatch it. Got him.
Don't worry.
I got him.
He couldn't get it over my head because my head's way too big. I have massive dome. But he like grabbed me by my wrist and snatched me out, like walks me down the shame to like the back walkway to my parents.
Oh man. I'm so glad you shared that.
Yes, lots of drowning stories.
What's your rant?
My rant. We already did my rant.
No, oh sorry, I'm what was your ranting. Rave?
My rave is Mr. Jocko Willink.
Oh my gosh.
He came out with some new products. He's stepping the game up through Origin. I think it's Origin Labs.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's made in the US, which is pretty cool. And comes up with a new drink.
Mm-hmm.
Go.
That's good too. I was pumping that too. So
I know it's
my brain was like, I'll take all the help. Like,
what is this devilry? But yeah, I like it because I definitely drink my fair share of drinks, like whatever, Bang Rain, those kind of things, which I probably should drink less of, but it definitely helps on the long days. But yeah, I like it because it's not one of those things that like makes you shaky or necessarily like gets you crazy, but it just good for just clarity, like just for your brain, your body function, gives you a little in the middle of the day. And sometimes I think about like the money you're spending, but then I'm thinking about like, well, if I was buying a coffee, it's like literally twice as much as this drink that's actually being helpful. So
that's true. I mean, my Pike's Place is only a couple dollars, but if you get anything above that, like a latte or anything, you're spending $6 minimum.
I'm not drinking. I don't drink black coffee. So
oh yeah, I just
it's a hard straight. Pass for me, dog.
I was trying to find that
finding some. I'm actually interested in he put out that Mulk. He's a big believer in that Mulk fruit, and so I'm kind of want to get that protein, but I don't have too much protein I need to use before I get it.
The Go, that's the drink.
Yeah,
that we've been trying, and it has the
so we're sold out everywhere.
Bacoba Moniri or something like that. That's the supplement in there that is that helps with the focus. They also have it in Onnit's Alpha Brain, and that's what really helps with that focus effect that you feel. But I'm really attracted to it as well. So I like that rave as well.
Yeah, and if you're somebody who drinks like a lot of coffee, things like going to Starbucks every day, I highly encourage you to try these other these healthy supplements like the ashwagandha, like these performance mushrooms, things like that.
Lion's mane. Lion's mane I like a lot.
Yeah, so there's those things that are actually giving your body supplementation in the way that it needs, as opposed to just spiking your energy levels.
Mm-hmm.
Just try it. Let us know what you think.
Because I really need to stop drinking so much Bangs.
Yes.
It low-key makes me feel really guilty every time I hear the crack.
But then again, you're like, oh, yes.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, not so much.
Takes one sip. Oh,
I'll take two.
Because somebody was just talking to me the other day. So people, like, started bringing me them in when they come into, like, take class and stuff.
Dude, they've been doing that for, like, the last year.
Yes, I know. They really have. I have somebody. I'm going to give a shout-out to Linya. It's one of my – I see her, like, literally four or five times a week. And like, she is a freaking trooper. She literally brings me in like a little baggie of a drink and like a snack and like a protein bar.
She is an OTL soldier.
Dude, she's non-stop, like multiple workouts a day, just freaking going ham. Like one of those people, definitely a speed up to the stoplight kind of person. Like she's at the stoplight in park with the engine revving. Like
looking at the person next to
them. Yes. Like she is the person that the assault bike was built for. Like that's the only thing that I've seen that's like ever like slowed her down when she gets off it, and she's not like doing jumping jacks while I'm describing the next thing. Cause that assault bike will humble anyone. Doesn't matter who you are. But you go hard enough for long enough and your heart rate's like, so what are we doing right now? Let's calm down a little bit. I'm racing.
I had them going for distance. My clients going for distance last week. They was body bags.
20 minutes for distance.
Body bags.
Send it. Let's think about question. What is your currency? So currency, besides money, could be energy, could be motion, could be the things that you're giving to people and exchanging with people on a daily basis. So this it's always kind of an interesting question because I think it changes from day to day, week to week, contact to contact. That sometimes we only view like money as our currency when really we're exchanging, bartering a whole lot more than that. So what do you think your currency is or you want it to be this week?
I think a lot of the time my currency is guidance. You know,
yeah,
I,
totally.
I with my check-ins that are such a big part of my weekly life, it's providing guidance through our training programs, whether that is through the workouts that we're doing or on the field.
Yeah.
Knowledge. So we're always talking about that. And I had another one and it was a fleeting thought. Motivation and or guidance and oh, I can't think of it. But yes, I had another one.
Sounds
I forgot
pretty intentional.
It. Yeah. What about you?
I think something I'm consistent with giving is perspective. Whether it's imagery or just a framework, and because I think that's something that we don't get a lot of anywhere else, you know, especially if we surround ourselves with people who are like-minded, you know, just the ability to pull yourself out of a situation. And something I challenge myself. That's why I like listening to a lot of different things, podcasts, and because ideas in equals ideas out. I don't always just take something at their word and like write it down, but I take it. I live through it. I, you know, I call it marinating. I marinate in it. And like, what does this mean to me? Like, and then how can I process that back to people? Anyway, said, well, there's a guy named Jim Quick. He's a learning expert and I've enjoyed listening to his kind of stuff. It's, teaches just people how to learn better and how your brain works and how to apply that to what you're doing. And so one thing he says is like, when you listen to teach, you learn it twice. Because you're not only applying it to your own life, but you're thinking it through in a way of how I would describe this to someone else. And so that's how I've started applying myself to content that I take in. I don't necessarily need what that person is doing, but the ideas that they're presenting, the perspectives that they're giving is something that I can't give myself, which is why I appreciate them. So yeah, perspective is probably my constant currency I try to give.
Good.
Our next question, a little bit, starts out with a little bit of a, is it just me or blank?
Oh man. I'll let you run with this one.
Oh, I don't know. Because I always ask people questions. And
it's a
like,
good one, but
like,
I guess.
What's your answer? I'm like, you. First off, I don't have one. Because I ask it, doesn't have enough, you know, thought it through. A lot of times I'm asking it because I'm trying to think it through. Is it just me?
I know that, and then there's been points too where I definitely have some good ones for this one, but I gotta shake off some of the cobwebs.
Is it just me or... You got one?
I got one.
Okay, I'm listening.
Is it just me?
Uh-oh.
But I am getting, and my wife is going to kill me for this one, sick and tired of seeing baby photos pop up on my news feed. This might be really mean, but oh my God, bro.
So is it just me or what?
Is it just me or is it like, do people not want to see newborn baby photos pop up on my feed? All day. Like, maybe this can go into the rant as well, but oh my God, I'm going to turn up on one. But like, I've had some friends that just had babies and like, no disrespect, love you, but I don't want to see pictures of your newborn baby anymore. Just stop before I unfollow you.
And the hard part is with that, like, that's all they, maybe that's all they have in their life. And they like, they want to share it with the world. And so I get that, but it's, I'll have it. Is it just me or off of that? Is it just me or like, are like your family's nieces and nephews just way cuter than everybody else's on the planet?
Oh, 100%.
Because it's like somebody posted and they're like, you know, oh my God, it's so cute. I'm like, not as cute as my nephew. I mean, if we're keeping it 100. Like, I mean, he's pretty athletic, but not as athletic as my nephew. Like, let's not get twisted here. But no, I have seen a lot of that recently, especially if you don't know that person very well. You're like, scroll. Let's keep
so going. Now going off, I mean, now I'm on, going on a social media tangent, but is it just me or is TikTok as great as it seems like it is? Have you ever been to TikTok
yet? I have not. Jared? Do you download it?
I downloaded it.
Oh, God.
I can get
that. Just sounds like something I'll get addicted to.
I can go down the rabbit hole, bro.
I'm already on my phone too much, and that sounds like not a good investment.
It's an excellent way to check out and not use any brain energy whatsoever.
that is rather nice.
But yes, because TikTok, you see it always on Instagram, right? People's videos, and it has that little TikTok emblem. So like it's its own app.
And then you can just apply it to your Instagram?
They link up together somehow, but like it is its own social media platform.
And it's just like a breakdown of video?
It's just videos. I don't even know what to explain.
Is it like an upgraded Vine?
Yes. I very much so.
Is it here for the long haul? Or is it like Vine where it just takes a fat L? Actually, Instagram bought out Vine, which is why it went night-night.
And I'm sure Instagram has its hands in TikTok, too. Because
Instagram basically took all their... It came out. It basically took all of their ideas. I just applied it to Instagram. And they're like, okay, you no longer need Vine.
Which, so I don't know why TikTok's so popular. Because it's basically doing...
What Instagram can already do?
What I mean...
One thing I miss
I don't
about,
even get it. But I've definitely lost a half an hour to an hour scrolling through it.
Yes, that's very painful. Especially like later at night when you're like laying in bed, you're like, oh my God,
easy.
It's freaking 10:30 and I gotta be up in like 5
easy.
Hours.
It was like 9:30 and then you're just like, oh my God, it's 10:30. I gotta wake up at 5.
Dang it. All right, our next bit. Who is your collaboration dream? Like if you collab with someone on a project, who would it be?
Nike.
Are you gonna do
OTL Nike? Dude.
Sounds like it's already a thing.
I don't know. Maybe some signature Nike shoes.
Oof. Oh, it kinda go hard.
And not just Nike ID, because that's fucking the poor man's signature.
Well, they're just taking your money at that point. It's like, oh, you want these custom shoes? Here's $250. I actually did that one time in high school. I got my like, school's logo on it. I had my number on it and a quote in it.
Man, you spent $200 to get your school logo on it.
Yeah, but I got my number and my quote and everything in there, so it's worth it. I always got different shoes with like my two homies. So we always got like the same shoes. We were the Smurf squad because we were super short and fast, and so.
Yeah, that might be a very basic answer. I could probably put some thought to it and come up with a better one, but I feel very on the spot with these questions. So
that's kind of the idea.
Although, I mean, don't get me wrong, an OTL Nike kind of collab would be pretty sweet.
That would be. Who is your favorite?
Wait, you're not going to answer that? You're just going to bypass me and just fire off questions?
That sounded like a good answer for both of us. Let's take the OTL collab.
I thought this whole thing was a question and answer.
It was until that point, and then we're just going to keep it moving. Who is your favorite athlete, if you have one?
Uh, Favorite athlete. Coming from a soccer background, I would probably have to lean towards Messi.
You kind of like Messi. I feel like you and Messi are...
Well, I feel like I cleaned up pretty well today.
So done with you.
No, yeah, Messi. Dude, he is a beast on the soccer field.
Dude, he's a problem.
Footwork. Dude, everything.
He's a problem.
He's pretty fun to watch.
Isn't he like early 30s? He's pretty young, isn't he?
That I do not know.
Oh, okay. Well, neither do I.
But he's, so. Yeah.
I just know he's a problem. I'm not sure,
but he is a problem. He's fun to watch, and I always have respected soccer athletes. So,
as far as favorite athlete, I don't have one. I have people that I really enjoy.
Yeah,
what they do, and I really enjoy watching them. I do want to speak a little bit about. Obviously, there was the tragic accident last weekend with Kobe Bryant and his daughter, and absolutely that helicopter unreal, crash.
Mm-hmm.
Super devastating, man. Like. And it is crazy to think about, you know, we talked about impact, and I've never seen the internet blow up the way it has for the last week.
Yeah.
Obviously, you see impact worldwide and over his peers and family and complete strangers. You know, you see, like, athletes that are now Super Bowl champions. They're like, I was watching him when I was a little kid, and, like, he's the reason I pushed. And even as peers, and so...
I think especially for our generation, I mean, like, he was the figure that everyone knew him. I mean,
yeah,
we were joking around, like, how many times were you in class with a balled up thing of paper and Kobe, yeah, like every time, you know,
fade away.
So it's like, we grew up with him as an idol. So you basketball player or not, you are aware of his impact.
Right.
Yeah. On the culture.
I grew up really disliking the Lakers. I was always if it was LeBron versus Kobe, and I'm always a LeBron fan because I just enjoy LeBron. But I was talking with my friend Micah about it too. He like wrote this kind of like a longer, like a letter just about like Kobe, and saying like, grew up like, I didn't like you. Like, I hated you. I hate what he did. He usually come and dismantle the Sonics. He's a problem. He's just like on the Lakers, which is like that hated team that's like always win the championships, like the freaking Patriots. And you're just like, I'm so sick and tired of seeing the Patriots and Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. But really, it's just like a level of excellence, you know, and talking about going above and beyond the call of duty and looking outside yourself and the willingness to help, you know, your peers and spend the long hours. And there's that cool picture of him before the game when he broke his arm and he's shooting his free throws with his left hand. And there's just like, you don't see the obstacle, you know, you see beyond it. And that's really, you know, who we are too, as off the leash, and we're trying to become. And I remember when that happened, I don't know why, dude, I was like, I don't really get upset when celebrities, you know, passed away. I've never, like, whether it be musicians or whatever your goal is in life or who influences you. But you know, I was a basketball fan, and, you know, Kobe is known for being a clutch player, the person at the end of the game, you want the ball in his hand and he dropped the play and you're like, give him the rock, he'll get the job done. And I don't know why this thought kept going on my head. Like, when he's in that helicopter and that thing is going down, like, there's no play you could draw up. You know, there's no last shot you can shoot to like save the day. And all you have is like that moment in time with the daughter that's like looking to you for, you know, safety and for confirmation that it's going to be okay. And, you know, the depth of your relationship, the legacy that you've given, and the, you know, I was just thinking about that moment, like, you put yourself in that place, like everything you've worked for is gone. Like, all you have is that relationship with your daughter and those people in that plane at that moment. And just thinking about your life in an instant, you know, of the legacy you've been. And there's two, you know, quotes around Kobe that that really impacted me, and I've always kind of taken. One was, you asked for my hustle and I gave you my heart. And the other one was, legacy is not what you leave for people, it's what you leave in them. Yeah. And I've always tried to take that on as an individual, that like, the people in front of you matter. Like, the time you spend with them is precious. You really don't no, how much time you got, you know? And just really changed like my perspective for that week of like every person in front of me, no matter what's going on in my life, like if that's the last interaction I have with them, and not, and you're not thinking like a doomsday or like this is the last moment we got, live every day like it's your last, but it's just being super intentional with what you have and what you're giving, like that currency we were talking about. Yeah, and it's obviously super difficult for his family, but I think that when that moment comes, you're like being able to go down knowing you gave everything you had to everything you applied yourself to, and you know, as much as you possibly could have. But you know, when you get in that moment when like everything's kind of seems out of your control, especially like when depression hits, like we talked about in the last podcast, like you feel like you have no control, the world's kind of closing in on you, you're just like done. And there was a book that was written that was kind of brought to my mind, Tyler, when they went to go see this named Scott the Painter. He has this presentation that's called The Art of Not Giving Up on Yourself. And the people who, you know, commit suicide going off the Golden Gate Bridge, and like when they survived, and that the moment they stepped off of the bridge, the only thing they immediately they realized, the only thing that they couldn't control is that they were falling to their death.
Yeah.
And like everything in a moment, you know, came into perspective of like the people that loved them, the people that they could have, like they poured out their heart to them and they said no, or you know, all the little changes that they could have made or the solutions that they have right at their fingertips. But like in a split second, it's immediately in your brain. And
that's
like
wild.
How do we set the table for people in that place where we give that people that perspective or help each other find that place without actually having that emergency? You know? But obviously I got deep really fast on that.
I was going to say, man, I thought this was like you're like, let's do a lighter podcast. Let's just do some question and answers. And you just hit me with the Kobe, bro. It was like, fuck.
No, but
I went silent. Like,
I
was just in the zone looking at you.
That wide eye. But I appreciate him and everything he gave to the sport and to the people around him. On a lighter note, people that I've enjoyed watching, Conor McGregor.
Ooh, yeah.
Just his fight last weekend.
Yeah, Conor.
He's such an interesting dude, you know, and obviously gone through his stages and everything that happened with the Khabib fight and just like kind of acting a fool. And this time come around, he's just like changed his like mindset.
Which is good.
It's pretty crazy. You
always got to be evolving, and he is just such a mindset athlete. I mean, that's why I admire him. Yeah. Fuck his record, whatever it is, and his shenanigans. Just his ability to do what he's done in the span that he's done it, and just how he shows up every day, his work ethic, just the science that he understands behind his mindset. Like, dude, all of that is what I really tune into, and that's a good one. I really...
When he's taken away the shame of losing one, he knows what mission he's on. # get money. It's like, y'all say whatever you want. I'm sitting with 200 mil in the bank. Like, I'll take an L. I mean, it's not like he got battered up by Mayweather. It's like, but he walked out a couple hundred million in the bank. And like, he just knows what mission he's on. And he's stuck to it. And
that's a good one.
Yeah. And it's interesting. He was just talking about like, in that interviews were interesting. He's talking about my whole career, especially the last time I've spent no money on my body. Like LeBron spends millions of dollars a year just on taking care of his body. And part of why he's lasted so long in the league, he's like, I've spent nothing. I spent my whole camp against Khabib drinking and partying. He's like, this camp, I haven't had a drink in like 8 months. Like, you know, he's coming like as a proper dude, just like about his action. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it'd be interesting to go where he's going from here. But yeah, I enjoyed, you know, that fight. He's just a good dude in defeat and in victory. So, you know, he knows how to play the game and play it well. But that's probably my favorite athlete to watch at the moment. John Jones is another interesting character, because he's fighting this weekend too, against Reyes, and he's talking about another dude who's gone through the craziest, like, time freak athlete.
Who is this?
John Jones.
John Jones. He's the one.
John Bones Jones.
He's the one that has,
like, the number one fighter.
Has had a couple cancellations though, right? Too.
Right. Well, yeah, because drugs, and then he had to kind of hit by accident and that whole shebang. Mm-hmm. Dude, talk about a freak athlete family. I mean, his brothers are in the NFL, world champions. He's, I mean, just a freak, dude. And it's like, can I get some of the genes, please? Mm. But yeah, that's hard too. It's like when you're running up against just somebody of, you know, God's spent a little bit more time on their gene pool. Interesting. Do you have any questions that you've been asked to answer?
No, I don't. I'll have some next time though. I'll be in charge of the questions next time, and I'll fire them off at you. Just return the favor. Is that all you got?
I think that's all I got.
Cool.
Q&A complete.
That's pretty fun though. Yeah, I'll gather a few and on our next one.
Yeah, and if you
reverse roles.
While we're talking to the peoples, if you guys have any questions or especially stories like when we talked about in our last podcast, whether it be mental health or, you know, just going through trials and tribulations in our life and just going through it, we would love to hear from you guys. Love to hear your story and talk about it on our podcast. So if you guys have those, send them to us, as well as with your questions, to offtheleashlifestyle@gmail.com. Again, offtheleashlifestyle@gmail.com. Otherwise, you can send it to our Instagram and indirect message as well, @leashlifestyle on IG.
Perfect.
Got anything else?
No.
Well, there it is. Stay off the leash, friend.